Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're learning a little bit about the life of David. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And in the previous episode, we left off with Saul and all of Israel being dismayed and greatly afraid of Goliath and what Goliath had just said. Remember, he said, hey, why don't you just send somebody over here and let the two of us fight. Whoever the victor is, the other will be the servant to them. Well, they were terrified. They didn't know what to do. Now watch this. Verse 12. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons. And Jesse was old in the days of Saul, advanced in years among men. The 3 older sons of Jesse had gone after Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and the second to him, Abinadab, and the third, Shema. David was the youngest. Now the 3 oldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's flock at Bethlehem. Now you see what's going on here. The 3 older brothers had gone, they're in the army. They'd gone to fight. They're part of the crew that are shaking in fear right now. David is still young. He's going back and forth between Saul and taking care of his father's flock because the brothers are in the army. Okay? Now verse 16. The Philistine came forward morning and evening for 40 days and took his stand. So we saw in the previous episode what he was saying. He was coming out and proclaiming this declaration. Somebody come fight me. Somebody come fight me. He did this in the morning. He did this in the evening for 40 days. And he took his stand. He just stood there defying the armies of Israel. Psychological warfare. You think that's a new thing, right? No. It's been happening since the Garden of Eden. So this is what Goliath was doing. Verse 17. Then Jesse said to David, his son, take now for your brothers an ephah of this roasted grain and these 10 loaves and run to the camp to your brothers. Bring also these 10 cuts of cheese to the commander of their 1,000 and look into the welfare of your brothers and bring back news of them. For Saul and they and all the men of Israel are in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So word had gone out. They knew what was going on. Jesse knew it. Now, Jesse thought they were actually fighting. We don't have any account of them fighting. Apparently, they weren't fighting. They're sitting there listening to Goliath every morning and every evening. And Saul's not doing anything. He hadn't called the armies to task, hadn't done anything to deal with it. So he sends David to take to his brothers some roasted grain and some loaves, you know, some sustenance, some food. But then he sent 10 cuts of cheese to the commander of their 1,000. Not just the commander of, say, 20 over them, the commander is 100, but the commander of their 1,000. He sent some cheese to them. And he said, and look into the welfare of your brothers and bring back news of them. He wanted to find out how they were doing, but he had to get to his brothers. So was this 10 cuts of cheese sort of a bribe to where he actually get to his brothers and deliver some of the stuff? Perhaps. Did Jesse know this guy? Perhaps. I don't know. Is this just the way they did business? I would hardly think so. Yeah. Was it also the kind of thing, because I'm thinking the cheese would be pretty valuable, 10 cuts of it, you know? Is this also the way to watch over his sons, lest they be put in a precarious position? Because the commander of the 1,000 would have the authority to make sure that they would be placed somewhere where they'd be a little bit safer, maybe? Guess what? We're not told. But it's interesting that we have this kind of detail. The father was concerned for his 3 sons. He sends his youngest son there with victuals, okay? Verse 20. So David arose early in the morning and left the flock with the keeper and took the supplies and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the circle of the camp while the army was going out in battle array, shouting the war cry. Oh, well, they were doing something. Guess what they were doing? They're going out in battle array shouting. Israel and the Philistines drew up in battle array, army against army. They shouted at each other. They screamed at each other. Nobody pulled the trigger, or pulled an arrow, I guess I should say. Verse 22. Then David left his baggage in the care of the baggage keeper. So he parked his luggage and parked the stuff over here, and he ran to the battle line and entered in order to greet his brothers. So they got this great battle line up there where they're shouting at the enemy. They're doing it. Here comes little redheaded David. He comes running up there. Hey, y'all, how you doing? Entered the battle line in order to greet his brothers. He knew they weren't going to fight. He knew they weren't fighting. Right? They're yelling at each other. Verse 23, as he was talking with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine from Gath named Goliath, was coming up from the army of the Philistines, and he spoke these same words, and David heard. So now David hears the word. He hears what Goliath had been saying day after day after day after day. Well, what happened? Verse 24. When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were greatly afraid. You see what they did? They're out there, man. They're talking a good talk. They're yelling and screaming. Yeah, you know, war cry, battle. We're in array. We're ready to go. We're going to do it. Yeah. When one of the enemy comes forth and speaks, just speaks, they see him, they fled from him, and were greatly afraid. Now, verse 25, the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who's coming up? Surely he's coming up to defy Israel. And it will be that the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches and will give his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. Do you see the level they've come to now? Okay, if it's been 40 days and 40 nights of this, they're saying, here's what the king has said. The king has said, if anyone will go up and battle against him, okay? Look what it says. It will be that the king will enrich the man who kills him, you got to kill him, with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. In other words, you're going to be tax-free. You'll be tax-free, your entire house, your entire family. You will be enriched if you will go forth and do it. Last verse for the day, verse 26. Then David spoke to the men who were standing by him, saying, what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God? Well, I'll read one more verse. The people answered him in accord with this word, saying, thus it will be done for the man who kills him. So the people knew what would be done. David didn't know yet. He's talking to somebody next to him. He says, what's going to be done for the guy who kills this Philistine and takes away this reproach of Israel? Notice how David defines what the problem was. Goliath was a reproach to Israel. And who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God? The armies of the living God were full of fear. The armies of the living God were led by somebody who was full of fear and who was powerless because the Spirit of God had left him. And an unclean spirit would come from time to time tormenting. Remember that? So the people answered and said, hey, this is what will happen to the one who kills him. Well, my time's up. We'll see the rest of the story next time. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.